Henry's dad died from a heart attack this morning. What can I do? How can I help him deal with this?
The best thing to do is just be there for your friend and pray. Guess what? You are listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thanks for stopping by. Do you know someone that's going through a really tough time? Maybe they lost a family member, or maybe they're dealing with a terrible disease. What they need most is love, support, and prayer. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." Well, that's exactly what our story is all about today. It's called Hurting Hearts. "What's wrong, Elijah?" Mom asked as Elijah got in the car. Elijah sighed. "Mrs. Lewis told our class that Henry won't be in school for a few days. His dad had a heart attack and died early this morning." Mom gasped. "Oh no, that's awful." Elijah nodded. "Principal Brown came and told us he went to Henry's house this morning. He said Henry and his mom and little brother are very sad. Then he and Mrs. Lewis let us ask questions and talk for a while." Elijah paused. "Mom, why did this happen? What are they going to do?" Mom shook her head. "I don't know. Is there something you want to do for them now?" "I want to see Henry. He's my best friend. Can we go to their house?" "Okay, but first let's make a meal for them," Mom said. Elijah and his mom made a pot of sloppy joes and put the whole meal in a basket. In the car, Elijah said, "Mom, let's pray for Henry and his family." Mom stopped the car at the end of the driveway and they prayed for God to help the family. Elijah also asked Jesus to give him the words to comfort his friend. Henry greeted them at the door. "We brought you dinner," Elijah said, and he carried the basket to the kitchen. Elijah and Henry slipped out to the porch while their moms talked in the house. "Henry, I'm so sorry. What can I do?" "I don't even know. I miss Dad so much already." Henry covered his face, wiping away tears. "When Mom said something was wrong this morning, I prayed Dad would be okay. Now, I don't know what's going to happen to us." "I don't know what's going to happen either, but I do know that Jesus loves you and will be with you through all of this. He understands how hard it is, and you always have hope in him." Elijah put a hand on his friend's shaking shoulder. "I'll be here for you, too. Let me know if there's anything I can do. I'll be praying for you and your family." Henry closed his eyes and took a deep breath. "Thanks, Elijah." So, how about you? Do you have a friend who's hurting? Perhaps someone they love has died or they're facing a really difficult situation. Things like that can really hurt a person's heart, and they need the love and support of their friends. Help them in whatever ways you can, and let them know you're praying for them. Even though you won't have all the answers, you can remind them of the hope they have in Jesus. Our key verse is Galatians 6:2.
"Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ."
And our key thought for today: help friends who are hurting.
Hey, Zach, how did God just come alive? Was he made, or was he just alive forever?
That is a great question. So imagine you're drawing a picture, and before you start drawing, you're already there, right? You didn't have to be created or born just to start drawing. In the same way, God has always been there even before everything else existed, and that's what makes him God. So think of this: God is outside of time. It's not like he's stuck in the same flow of time that we are. He's beyond it. So for God, there's no beginning or end because he's always been here. I hope that helps. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.